We want to welcome you to our Tech Talk training session of July 21, 2008. We're very pleased to bring back a friend and a member of our the newest member of our Tech Talk training team, Mr. Rick Harmon. Rick's going to speak to us on the Roxio 10 standard Roxio 10 Record Now and tell us how to use it. And it's really a great CD burner and copier. So without further ado, I present to you Mr. Rick Harmon.
Hello, and thank you for having me here tonight on Tech Talk. This is Rick Harmon again, and tonight we're going to demonstrate Roxio's Record Now version 10 CD and DVD burning software. Many of you probably haven't used anything of Roxio's products, but Roxio Easy CD Creator version 6, that's probably the last version many of you have used as far as a burner, you know, a Roxio products burner, mostly due to the fact that after Roxio Easy CD Creator 6, the product line became pretty much inaccessible to users. Well, a couple years back, Roxio bought a company called Sonic Solutions, and one of their programs is called Record Now. It's a very easy to use program, very accessible, and even to this day it continues to be very accessible. Whether or not you're using, say, Record Now version 7 or 8 or 9 or even the newest version, which I'm going to demonstrate tonight, version 10, you'll find out it is very, very simple to use. And for anybody out there that's looking for a new, more modern CD or DVD burner, well, Roxio Record Now is definitely something you'd want to look at. Okay, what I'm going to do first is I'm basically going to open up the program and I'm going to walk you around the main screen and show you some of the things that Record Now can do. So,
Roxio Record Now 10 Music Lab 20 of 52.
Gonna press enter here.
Enter. Record Now 10 Music Lab. Click here to make audio and jukebox discs. Convert to MP3 or listen to music.
And our main screen is now up. So at this point, I can start arrowing around.
Audio list view, audio guide, audio CD, music disc creator, jukebox disc, rip CDs, multi-dash ripper, tag editor.
And these are some of the things that I can do.
Convert LPS slash tapes, capture audio, sound editor, audio converter, auto mix, upgrade.
And right now I'm just up and down arrowing through this dialog. If I want to go around the screen here, I can start tabbing.
Tab, click here to create data disks.
One of our options is to create a data disk.
Tab, click here to make copies of disks and to burn or save disk images.
A very, very easy to use disk copier.
Tab, media and devices.
Not sure what that one is. I believe that's just access to your various devices.
Tab, click here for useful disk tools.
Some helpful information.
Tab, easily create an audio CD that can be played in any CD player button.
Here we can create an audio CD.
Tab, advanced audio CD and music DVD creation. Customize playlists with fades and effects button.
And here we can make some advanced discs.
tab. Create a CD or DVD to play on your computer or MP3/WMA/compressed music format player button.
Okay, and that'll create an MP3 or WMA data disk for use on a computer or portable players that support playing of these types of disks.
Tab. Convert CD-audio tracks to digital audio files button.
Here we have a converter that we can take. Actually, it's a ripper, I believe. We can take our CDs, convert the tracks on them into audio tracks on the computer, WAV files.
Tab. Use multiple drives to convert audio CDs to your favorite digital audio format button. Tab. Automatically add artist, song title, album, and genre tracks to music files button.
There we can get information for the CD out from the online databases to give us track information automatically and artist and title information.
Tab. Record analog audio to your PC or to CDs. Automatically add artist and track names button.
Okay, that option is to record from the line in.
Tab. Easily record audio using your sound card. Capture whatever audio is playing button.
Same thing, I believe.
Tab. Edit and mix audio tracks. Add sound effects button.
Can do editing and mixing. Haven't played a whole lot with some of these options, so I don't know how accessible every single option is. I do know that creating and copying CDs and DVDs with the program is very accessible, and hopefully these other options are as well.
Tab. Convert audio from files, CDs, or DVDs to your preferred format. Backup your iPod button. Tab. Automatically generate playlists to match your mood based on selected songs button.
Playlist generator.
Tab. Click here to learn about exciting audio technology for your PC button. Tab. Click here to eject the drive tray button.
Eject our drive.
Tab. Combo box. Bent DVD RWDL left parent D colon right parent.
And select our drive.
Tab. Click here to view options that let you customize how Record Now 10 Music Lab operates button.
Various options for customizing the program.
Tab. Hide project pane button. Alt plus J.
That hides some of the options on the screen. Makes the screen a bit easier to navigate around if you hide the project pane.
Tab. Click here for getting started instructions, quick links to projects, and for information about Sonic.
And this is help on creating the projects.
Tab. Click here to make audio and jukebox discs, convert to MP3, or listen to music.
Okay, we've basically...
Tab. Audio list view. Upgrade. Tab. Click here to create data discs.
Yeah, we basically have tabbed around the entire screen now. You can also use menus. There are some menus.
Menu bar. File F. Tools T. View V. Help H. System space. File F. Menu. File menu. New project submenu N.
And here we can create a new project.
Audio submenu A.
Either audio.
Data and backup submenu D.
Data.
Copy submenu C.
If we want to copy.
Media and devices submenu M. Audio submenu A.
And we're back around.
New project submenu N. Open save project .. Control plus O. O.
You can save projects and reopen them. So if you have something you do over and over, you can save it and redo it without having to recreate the project.
Save control plus S unavailable S. Save as .. Unavailable A. Exit E.
Okay.
Escape menu bar. File F. Tools T. Menu tools menu eject / close drive tray submenu T. Express labeler E. Label creator L. Disk information D. Erase disk E. Finalize disk F.
Various tools that we can use on our disks.
Options .. O. Eject / close drive tray submenu T.
Okay.
Escape menu bar view V. Menu view menu mini mode M. Hide project pane J. Mini mode M.
And we have a couple different views there we can use. And let's see.
Escape menu bar view V.
One more menu here.
Help H. Menu help menu help F1 H. Readme .. E. Tutorial .. E.
And we have some help and tutorials here that you can look through.
Media guide .. M. Grassinet - your source for music information G. Register now .. R. Technical support on the web W. Online store submenu O. Check for updates .. U. About this software A. Help F1 H.
Okay.
Escape menu bar help H.
Okay, and that's basically yet. So as you can see, it's easy enough to navigate through the main screen of the program. Let's say we want to create something.
View V, Tools T, File F, Menu, File Menu, New Project, Submenu N.
We can either do it through the new project, or we can go back into the main program and tab around.
Audio Submenu A.
And let's say that we want to make an audio CD.
Easy Audio CD A. Music Disc Creator M. Create Jukebox Disc C. Rip CDS P. Multi CD Ripper M.
Okay, and these are various things we can do in our audio projects.
Edit Song Information I. Convert LPS and Tapes L. Easy Audio Capture S. Sound Editor E. Audio Converter V. Auto Mix X. Easy Audio CD A.
And we'll go to Easy Audio CD.
Enter. Leaving menus. Click here to create data disks. Quick Find. Click here to hide the audio quick find window button.
Okay, one of the things you want to do is where it comes up and says quick find.
Click here to hide the audio quick find window button.
And to hide this, to click here, you definitely want to do this, because if you start tabbing around in this quick find, it will crash the program.
Space, click here to show the audio quick find window button.
So that's the only one problem that I've noticed with the program so far.
Tab, add music button, Alt plus A.
Now if we want to add music, I can just simply go to the add music button and I'll press space on it.
Space. Music files dialog, file name colon edit combo.
And it's asking me for my source of music files.
Shift tab, folder view, list view, not selected A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 01 dash iran.m.
And I'm on some albums here. And I guess what I'll do.
A flock of seagull. abba-gold-01-dancingqueen.mp. abba-gold-01.
Okay, I'm going to select those.
Tab, file name, colon, edit, combo. A photograph of you, right tab. Files of type, colon, combo, bar. Tab, add button.
And go to add.
Enter. Not selected upgrade. Not selected upgrade 13 of 13. Auto mix.
Okay, let's see.
Tab, click here to create data disks. Tab, click here to make copies of disks and to burn or save disk images. Tab, media and devices.
You have to do quite a bit of tabbing in the program, but other than that, it's not too bad. I'm back out
tab,
here.
Tab, click here for useful disk tool. Tab, click here to show the audio. Tab, add music button, Alt plus A.
Okay, back to the add music. If I keep tabbing.
Tab, list view, not selected A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of A young art home. A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of A young art 6. A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 01 dash Iran 5060F colon backslash audio.
Okay, and I have a list here of.
A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 01 dash Iran 5060F colon backslash audio and video backslash audio backslash mp3 backslash mp3 dash albums backslash A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 01 dash Iran dot mp3 2 of 12.
Of 12 tracks here off of an album.
Tab, new project button, Alt plus N. Tab, save button, Alt plus S. Tab, save as playlist button, Alt plus P. Tab, click here to eject the drive tray button. Shift tab, new project button, Alt shift tab, list view, a flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls home, a flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of A young art 612.
Now that's out of place. I wonder what I need to do here if I can.
A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 11 dash wishing left home, a flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of A young art 612 applications context menu S preview song S properties R preview song properties R preview song S.
Okay, because I'd like to be able to move that down. It's not in its proper position.
Properties R preview song S.
Okay, so
properties R enter leaving menus edit CD properties for the selected track left parent S right parent dialog track page explain button Alt plus E tab OK button. Escape, list view, a flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of A young art 612 2F colon backslash audio and video backslash audio backslash mp3 backslash mp3 tab, new project button, alt tab, save button, alt tab, save as playlist button, alt tab, click here to eject the drive tray tab, combo box, destination selection. tab, combo box, bent DVD RW DL left parent D colon right tab. Click here to view options that let you customize tab. Click button to continue button. Tab, hide project pane button, Alt plus J.
Okay, and I don't see anything to actually alter that track list.
Tab, click here for getting started instructions, quick links to projects and for information about Sonic. Tab, click here to make audio and jukebox discs. Tab, audio list view, auto mix. Tab, click here to create data discs. Tab, click here to make copies of discs and to burn or save disk images. Tab, media and devices. Tab, click here for useful disk tools. Tab, click here to show the audio quick find window button. Tab, add music button, Alt plus A. Tab, click here to remove a selected track from your disk layout, left parent del right parent button.
Okay, there's how to delete it.
Tab, click here to move a selected track down, left parent plus right parent button.
Okay.
Click here to move a selected track down, left parent plus right parent button. Tab, click here to view the properties of the selected track button. Tab, list view, a flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of a young art 612 2 F colon backslash.
So
audio.
I want to move that down.
Shift tab, click here to remove a selected tab, click here to move a selected track down, left parent space. Click here to move a selected track down, left parent plus right parent button, space. Click here to space.
Let's see what's going on.
Tab, click here to view the properties of the tab. List view, a flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story. A flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 03 dash telecommunicate. A flock of seagulls dash...
Okay, it's moving down.
Shift tab, click here to move a selected track down. Left parent plus space. Click here to space. Space. Click here to move a selected track up. Left parent dash right parent button pressed.
Oops.
Shift tab. Click here to remove a selected tab. Click here tab. Click here to move a selected track down. Left tab. Click here to view the proper tab. List view. A flock of seagulls. End. A flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 11 dash wishing left pair. A flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of a young art 6. Shift tab. Click here to move a selected track down. Left parent plus space. Click here to tab. List view. A flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the store home. A flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 01 dash.
Okay, now I have my track list the way I want it. And just takes a little bit of tabbing around to get used to the program. I haven't used this program a whole lot yet myself. I've only had it for a few weeks. So I'm learning here myself.
Tab, new project button, Alt plus N. Tab, save button, Alt plus S.
Now, you can save this either as a project.
Tab, save as playlist button, Alt plus P.
Or you can save it as a playlist.
Tab, click here to eject the drive tray button. Tab, combo box, destination selection. Playback controls, destination selection.
Okay, and this is a combo box that we can select our destination.
Playback controls.
Or playback controls.
Destination selection.
And we'll leave it at destination.
Tab, combo box, bent DVD RW DL left parent D colon right parent.
And that's my main CD drive.
Tab, click here to view options that let you customize our Record Now 10 Music Lab operates button. Tab, click button to continue button.
Now if we click here on continue.
Space. Record Now 10 Music Lab dialog. Please insert a blank or rewritable CD into the bent DVD RW DL left parent D colon right parent drive supported media colon CD dash RW DVD dash R DVD dash RW DVD plus R DVD plus RW DVD plus RDL. If you have inserted media, check that it is compatible with your drive. OK button.
OK, and it's simply asking me to put a blank disk in, so let me get one here real quick. OK, and now it's taken my disk.
Blank. Record Now 10 Music Lab. Tab, hide project pane button, Alt tab, click here for getting started instructions, quick links to prod tab, click here to make audio and jukebox discs, tab, audio list view, auto mix.
And it's making my CD.
Tab, click here to create data discs, estimated time remaining colon 116.
Now in JAWS, if I do an insert numpad 3, or on a notebook and insert page down.
Estimated time remaining colon 319.
It's giving me the time left to create this disk.
JAWS to PC.
Let me JAWS around here. Go to the bottom.
Estimated time remaining colon 237. Burning disk, please wait ... cancel the project.
Now if you go down to the bottom with your JAWS cursor.
Click the button to. Burning disk, please wait ... cancel the project.
It'll say burning disk.
Estimated time remaining colon 203.
And the estimated time left.
PC.
So as you can see, that's pretty simple to do, not overly difficult. And we'll wait here for this to get done.
Estimated time remaining, colon 149.
You got about 2 minutes. One of the things I've noticed on the playlist is, unfortunately, you don't get the amount of time on the playlist. It must be graphically encoded in the program somehow, so JAWS doesn't see it. If you put too much on the playlist and you click continue, you'll get an error message. It'll say something like, you've got 40 minutes worth of information beyond the maximum of the disk. Please remove it, blah, blah, blah. And you kind of get an idea there, but here I purposely just took one CD and burned it out, so I knew I wouldn't go past those limitations. But so there are a few little limitations here of using the program, but nothing serious. It's very easy to use.
Estimated time remaining, colon 023.
And we got about 20 seconds left. And then what I'll do here when this is finished is I'll put it back in and make sure it plays. Okay, it's finishing up now.
Estimated time remaining, colon 003.
Okay, and it's finished. Let's see. Let's Windows M.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Roxio Record Now 10 Music Lab.
And we'll put the CD back in and see what happens here. Okay, and the disc is now playing. And we'll try to go to some other tracks here. Oops. Yeah, there we go. And everything appears to be working. Okay, let me get this to stop. Okay. All right there, so the CD...
Alt+F4.
...has been made.
No Windows active. Alt+Tab. Record now 10 Music Lab. Record now 10 Music Lab. Click here to make audio and jukebox discs. Convert to MP3.
Okay. So, that's how you make an audio CD with the program. What we'll do next is we'll create a data CD. Okay, now what we're going to do with the program is we're simply going to create a data disk. So we're back out here on record now.
Audio.
And we're in the main window, and I'm just simply going to tab around.
Tab, audio, list view, auto mix. Tab, click here to create data disks.
And I'm going to click here to create a data disk.
Space, data list view, data and backup guide.
And then we can arrow down through here and see what options we have.
Data disk, upgrade. Data disk, data and backup guide. Tab, click here to make copies of disks and to burn or save disk images.
Okay, we can copy.
Tab, media and devices. Tab, click here for useful disk tools. Tab, easily create and burn a data CD or DVD or save a disk image to your hard drive. Button. Tab, click here to learn how to share or protect files and folders by burning them to disk. Button. Tab, click here to eject the drive tray. Button. Tab, combo box, bank DVD RWDS. Tab, click here to view options that let you customize our Record Now 10 Music Lab. Tab, hide project pane. Button. Alt+J. Tab, click here for getting started instructions. Quick links to Tab, click here to make audio and jukebox. Tab, click here to create data disks. Tab, data list view, data and backup guide. Tab, click here to make copies of disks and to burners. Tab, media and devices. Tab, click here for useful disk tools. Tab, easily create and burn a data CD or DVD or save a disk image to your hard drive. Button. Space. Easily create and burn a data CD or DVD or save a disk image to your hard drive. Button. Add data button. Alt+A. Quick scan. Add data button. Space context menu. I add files. I.
Okay.
Add files. Tab. Add folder. O. Add files. I.
Okay, so we can add files or add folders.
Add folder. O. Add files. I. Add folder. O. Add files. I. Add folder. O.
I'm gonna add a folder.
Enter. Leaving menus. Browse for folder dialog. Add folder. OK button. Shift tab. Make new folder button. Alt alt shift tab. Add folder tree view. My documents closed. Computer closed.
Okay.
Tab. Cancel button. Cancel button. Shift tab. Add folder tree view. 31 F floppy left parent A colon right XP home left DVD dash RW drive left parent D colon right parent closed. Vista left parent E colon right parent closed. Audio dash video left parent F colon right parent closed. Audio dash video dollar AVG 8 archived stuff closed. Archived anti underline virus underline audio books. Backup closed. BGZ website backup closed. BGZ website code closed.
Okay, that's a fairly small folder. Let's just add that.
Tab, make new folder button. Alt plus tab, OK button.
And we go to OK.
Space, click here to make audio and jukebox discs. Convert to MP3 or listen to music.
And as you can kind of tell by listening here, it uses the main window over and over and just puts what parts of the program it needs here in the main window as we select them. So it just kind of reuses this dialogue over and over.
Tab, click here to create data discs. Tab, data list view, not selected data and backup guide, not selected data and backup guide. Data disk, upgrade. Data disk, tab, click here to make copies of disks and to tab, media and devices. Tab, click here for useful disk tools. Tab, add data button, alt plus a. Tab, load disk button, alt plus L. Tab, make bootable button, alt plus K. Tab, quick scan edit combo. Tab, new folder button. Tab, list view, not selected BGZ website code file folder F colon backslash archive stuff backslash BGZ website code 6/4/.
Okay, so there's our folder that we added. And we could...
Shift tab, new folder button. Shift tab, quick scan edit combo. Shift tab, make bootable button, alt plus K.
We could make this bootable, you know, if we needed to.
Shift tab, load disk button, alt plus L, alt shift tab, add data button, alt plus A.
We can go add more data.
Space, context menu, I, add files, I.
This time, let's just add some files.
Enter, leaving menus, edit combo, add files dialog, file name, shift tab, folder view, list view, not selected audible.
And,
folder view, list view, computer, enter, folder view, XP, DVD, Vista, left parent, audio, dash, enter, look and archive stuff. Enter, folder view, list view, not selected, anti-underline, virus, underline, anti-underline, spy with audio books. Backup, BGZ website backup. Enter, folder view, data. Audio, enter, folder view, list view, not selected, a underline.
And I'll just add a few.
Underline guide, underline, ACB, accessible underline, podcatcher, tab, file name, colon, edit, tab, files of type, colon, tab, add button, alt plus A.
Pick a couple of files here.
Space, click here to make audio and jukebox discs, convert to MP3.
Add those.
Tab, click here to tab, data list view, data disk, tab, click here to make copies of discs, tab, media and devices, tab, click here for useful disk tool, tab, add data button, alt plus a, tab, load disk button, alt tab, make bootable button, tab, quick scan edit, tab, new folder button, tab, list view, not selected, BGZ website code file folder F colon backslash archive stuff backs, underline guide under, BGZ website code file folder F colon backslash archive stuff backs. Underline guide underline underline Windows underline guide underline underline guide underline ACB underline NV accessible underline podcatcher dot MP3.
Okay.
Tab new project button Alt plus N. Tab save button Alt plus S.
And we could save this project again if we needed to.
Tab click here to show the data quick scan window button. Tab combo box default locations. Tab email checkbox not checked Alt plus E email checkbox not checked Alt plus E.
Okay, I don't know what that is there about email.
Tab, financial checkbox not checked. Alt, tab, music checkbox not checked. Alt, tab, photos checkbox not checked. Alt plus P. Tab, productivity checkbox not checked. Alt plus O. Tab, video checkbox not checked. Alt plus D.
Not sure what all these checkboxes are for.
Tab, my recorded TV checkbox not checked. Alt plus R.
Maybe if it's selected to do a backup.
Tab, changed since checkbox not checked. Alt tab, click here to eject the drive tray. Click here to eject the drive.
And that's kind of the bad thing about the program. It's really not bad, but it uses the main screen for everything, And it kind of mixes things together, so you kind of got to get used to what you're doing.
Tab, combo box, then DVD-R, tab, click here to view options that let you customize our record. Now tab, click button to continue button.
And here's our continue button. So if I'm done, and I'm done here now, and I want to create my data disk, I'll just click here.
Space. Record now 10 Music Lab dialog. Please insert a blank or rewritable disk into the bank DVD-RWDL left parent D colon right parent drive. Supported media colon CD-R, CD-RW, DVD-R, DVD-RW, DVD plus R, DVD plus RW, DVD plus RDL if you haven't.
And we'll shut that up.
OK button, space, record now 10 Music Lab unavailable.
And there the disk started burning.
Estimated time remaining colon 038.
And again, I'm just getting my status bar information.
Estimated time remaining colon 030.
By pressing insert and numpad 3 here in JAWS. And window-wise, I believe you hit insert control S to get the same information.
Estimated time remaining colon 052.
Okay, and it's still working on it. Time went up a little bit.
Estimated time remaining colon 040.
So, and that's all there is to making data CDs or DVDs. You could also put a DVD in here if you needed more storage than the CD would handle. Just add your files, add your folders, and then tell it to create the disk. There are other options here that you can do as well. It's like make backups and things like that that I'm not going to have time to get into on this demonstration. But hopefully at some later point I'll make some more recordings of some of these features.
Burning disk. Please wait. Cancel the project.
Okay, and I believe it's...
Burning disk. Please wait. Cancel the project.
About done. I think it's just finalizing now.
Estimated time remaining colon 017.
Yeah, I think it's just finalizing. Okay, what I'm going to do next is I'm going to show you how to copy the audio CD I created, and then I will wrap up this demonstration. Okay, this time we're going to copy the audio CD that we created earlier in this demonstration. So I'm going to go up to the File menu.
Menu bar, File, F. Menu, File menu, New Project, Submenu, N.
Going to New Project.
Audio Submenu, A. Data and Backup Submenu, D. Copy Submenu, C.
Under the Copy Submenu.
Copy Disk, C.
Tell it I want to copy disk.
Enter, leaving menus. Click here to make copies of disks and to burn or save disk images.
Okay, now we're back into the main program. You could do this as well using the main program by just tabbing around.
Copy.
And,
Tab, copy list view, not selected copy guide. Shift tab, click here to make copies of disks and to burn or save disk images.
And go to this button. I, personally think the, menu options are a little simpler, a little less tabbing.
Tab, copy list view, not selected copy guide.
Okay, and basically all we have to do here is we can disregard all these little dialogues.
Tab, media and devices. Tab, click here for useful disk tools. Tab, button. Tab, new project button. Alt tab, click here to eject the drive. Tab, combo box. Bank DV tab, click here to view options. The tab, click button to continue button.
And all we have to do is go over here to the continue button. Hit spacebar on it.
Space. Record now 10 Music Lab dialog. Please insert a disk into the bank DVD-RWDL left parent D colon right parent drive. OK button.
OK, and I'm giving it the original.
Space. Record now 10 Music Lab unavailable.
And momentarily, the disk should start reading.
Bank DVD-RWDL left parent D colon right parent click button to continue.
And I'm just waiting for it to start up here.
Bank DVD-RWDL left.
There it goes.
Cancel the project. Reading disk, please wait. Cancel the project.
And I'm just hitting insert page down here to get my status information.
Estimated time remaining colon 724.
So 7 minutes. I know it won't take that long.
Estimated time remaining, :4:12.
Yeah, there it goes. Okay, while that is reading, the program is pretty inexpensive. It's only about $30, so it's a lot cheaper than Nero. There are premium and standard versions of the program. This is the standard version of 10. You don't really need the premium version because it's just got a lot of extra stuff that we're not going to use. A lot of additional programs that you'd need to do a lot of JAWS cursoring and stuff with. Even the standard program has several other programs with it that, you know, audio editors, things like that, that you need to do a lot of JAWS cursoring on. You can get this through Roxio's website for $29.99 as a direct download. I think you can get versions 9 or version 10. You can also buy this in the store as a box for, I believe, $30 at places like Best Buy here in the U.S. You can go to Newegg, www.newegg.com online. You can buy it as a boxed CD for $30 as well. So that's quite a bit cheaper than Nero. Nero will run you anywhere from $50 to $90, depending on whether you get it as a direct download or a boxed edition.
Estimated time remaining, :032.
Okay, and this is almost done reading. Now, as you can see, the disc copy is very, very simple. Next, it's just going to open the drawer and tell me to put in my blank.
Estimated time remaining, :009.
And then it'll start writing that. Okay.
Record now 10 music lab dialogue. Please insert a blank or rewritable CD into the blank DVD-RWDL left parent D:right parent drive supported media CD-R CD-RW DVD-R DVD-RW DVD+R DVD+R.
Okay, tell that to be quiet.
Space, click here to make copies of disks and to burn read complete cancel the project.
Okay, here it starting the write process now.
Estimated time remaining, :139.
And it's writing. And then when it's done, it'll offer us the opportunity to label it or create more copies. So, very, very simple, very easy to use. There's really nothing to it. You can ignore a lot of the things you see on the screen. And that's kind of one thing you've got to get used to, is just ignoring some of the information it puts on the screen. Since it uses the main window for everything, you kind of can get lost if you're not careful. But as you can see here, I've only been using this for a couple of weeks, so I'm a novice at it as well, and just shows you how easy it is to get the program running.
Estimated time remaining, :235.
One of the pitfalls you will run into is on the install. The install and uninstaller are kind of a little less than perfect for accessibility. The buttons they use, they label 1, 2, and 3. On the installer, it'll say button 1, button 2, button 3. If you look at the dialog, you can figure out pretty quickly. Button 1 is typical install. Button 2 is custom install, and button 3, I believe, is complete install. So just basically click on button 1, let it go through its thing. Then you have to register it, and then the program will come up and run. Same thing on the uninstall. If you need to uninstall it for some reason, there's a button 1 and a button 2, and if you look at the dialog, you can figure out what those do. Other than that, the main Roxio Record Now program is very accessible.
Estimated time remaining, :059.
Very easy to use. I think anybody that buys it will be quite happy with it. And this also runs on Vista without any problems. Okay, we should be about wrapped up here.
Estimated time remaining, :038.
Just waiting for our write to finish. And then we'll wrap up this demonstration.
Estimated time remaining, :020.
Okay, we're almost done. There are a lot of other things you can do with the program as well, as you saw while tabbing around through it, but I'm not going to have time in this demonstration to run through all those for you. Okay, I think we're done. Yeah.
Estimated time remaining :004.
And it just spit the disk out.
Tab, copy list view, not select the tab, media and devices. Tab, click here for useful disk tool. Tab, label disk button, Alt plus L.
And then we can label it.
Tab, make another button, Alt plus M.
Make another.
Tab, done button, Alt plus D.
And we're done.
Space.
Okay, well, that completes this demonstration of Roxio Record Now, version 10 standard. We've made an audio CD, we've made a data CD, and we've copied a CD. All were done pretty easy. So, you know, as you can see, it's a very easy program to use, quite accessible. No major problems in using it. There are a lot of other things the program does, as you saw when we tabbed around initially in the main window. It can make audio CDs, can make data disks, MP3 and WMA data disks. It can record from other sources like tape decks, things like that, convert them into digital. It can rip CDs into audio. It can get information out from the internet in order to label the disks you make or copy. It's capable of recording various sources on the computer. And much more. It's a very, very powerful program. I haven't used it long enough to tell you how accessible every single feature is on it, but as you've seen, the features that we used were very accessible. Okay, that wraps this up, and what I'm going to do now is I will take questions from the audience, so thank you for having me here tonight on Tech Talk.
Hi, this is Rosie. I have a question regarding the copying. I noticed that it didn't announce speeds that you could adjust. Wouldn't it ruin the disk if it was running on a too fast a speed?
No, it auto-detects what speed you're using and will work at whatever speed the disk is able to be ran at. I believe in the options. I didn't go through all of the options just, you know, due to time constraints of the demo, but I believe there are speed options in there where you can set your maximum burn rates.
Hello, Rick. It's Hamid. And, hey, do you bet that that sound recording from the sound card thing will work in Vista? Oh, no, so, quick thing, more on the creating CDs thing. Can that thing join tracks? You know how some professional CDs that you buy have two songs stuck into one? It looks like it's one song, but it's really two stuck together. I mean, I know you can do it in Nero, and you did it once, but can this thing do that?
I haven't did that, but there is an advanced features button for creating audio CDs, and it said things about fades and crossovers and things like that, so I'd assume the answer to that would be yes. For recording different sources on Vista, I can't answer that question. I haven't tried it.
Hello, Rick. This is Gary Wood from Lansing, Michigan. You mentioned that this program was made by Roxio. Does Roxio still make Easy CD Creator, or did that take over from that?
No, they still make their Easy CD DVD Creator line. I think most of it still just isn't overly accessible, as you know, when they switched from 6 to 7, you know, everybody complained that the program wasn't accessible anymore, you couldn't use it, and this particular burner comes from Sonic, and so it's not really, you know, theirs. They bought it, and obviously they haven't made a lot of changes to it, but the simple answer to your question is, yeah, they still make that line of products.
Any other questions here? I think you'll appreciate with me the ease with which Rick goes through it. I mean, he really is very easygoing, and you find yourself just getting into a rhythm and following him. At least I did. I'm not saying I'd be perfect with it, but very well explained, Rick, and we sure thank you for that.
I'm a novice with the program. I've only used it two or three times, and I've only had it a few weeks, so, you know, it's not that hard to pick up and just start using. You know, if you tab around and listen to what it tells you.
Well, you do a good job of reviewing a program anyway to help people learn how to use it.
He does what we do sometimes. You get a program, you just go up and down and try to figure out what's happening, and I couldn't tell you were a novice. It's very good. Any other questions, please?
Rick, this is Joan Leonard from Edison, New Jersey, and I've been using Windows XP built-in CD burner to do my discs, and one of the problems, and I gathered that it's the same way with this program, is that you don't know how much stuff you're putting on the disk, and you might be putting too much on, and you have your stuff all ready to go on the disk, and then it tells you that you have too many things on the list of things that you want to put on the disk. And that's one of the problems that I've had with the XP disk burner. And another thing is also with the XP burner, it never tells you that you have to finalize. And I thought that I've heard about different programs for burning software that there's something in them that says you have to finalize the disk or it won't work or something like that. And I gather if you don't finalize it, if you haven't completed filling the disk, then you can put more stuff on there. And I'm sure that I didn't explain myself clearly, but anyway, maybe you have understood of something of what I've said.
Yeah, that's unfortunately one of the problems with the program. I'm sure it tells us how much information is in the list, but it's probably graphically depicted somewhere on the screen, and the screen reader just isn't picking it up, unfortunately. And unfortunately, if you go past the limit of the disk capacity, whichever disk you put in, it's going to tell you, you know, hey, you've put too much on. The nice thing about it is it'll... If I remember right, the first time I did it and I had too much on it, it told me you had, it was an audio CD, and it said you had X amount of minutes, you know, 30, 40 minutes, whatever, too much. So, you know, it's not perfect, unfortunately, but, you know, it's not too much of a hindrance, I guess. You just got to be careful. And as far as finalizing, yes, the program, I believe, automatically finalizes the discs for us. There may be something in the options that tells the program not to finalize. And yeah, you're correct. If you don't finalize a disk, you can still read it in your computer, and you can still add information to it. But if you give it to somebody else, they can't do anything with it.
Okay. Any more questions? Yeah, I hope so, because when that door pops open, I think my disk is done. So I hope it is. Any other questions, please?
Hi. Yes, this is Lillian from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I wanted to know if you were to use this program and run it, like, if you already have a program installed in your computer, would it automatically override that, or do you have to uninstall, you know, that program first before you install this one?
Generally, it will work with other burning programs. I noticed on a Vista machine, somebody had a copy of another Roxio product that was installed with the computer. It was a Dell. I forget what the program was, but it did have a problem with that, and it didn't want to work right. But in general, you know, things like Nero and this together, I believe they work just fine. I don't think they'll fight. I don't think they'll override each other. And you shouldn't have any problems.
Okay. Thank you. I also have another question, if it's okay. It said something about copying from LPs or tapes. Is that just audio tape, or can it copy from videotape also?
What that's doing is it's going through your line in. So basically any audio that you can feed into the line in from a stereo, from a tape deck, the audio lines from a VCR, your satellite dish, your cable converter, whatever that, you know, has audio outputs on it that you can go to your line in. I believe the program is capable of recording that. I haven't checked any of that for accessibility. I'm hopeful that that section of the program is accessible. But, yeah, essentially the answer to your question would be, yeah, anything you can get into your line in, you can record.
Rick, maybe I shouldn't ask this question, but of the CD burner burners that you've used, which would you say is the most accessible?
Well, basically I've used Nero 6, 7, and 8. I've used this. And I've used the Windows, you know, the burners that are built into Windows since I've lost my sight. This program's very accessible. You have a lot of tabbing around that you have to do, but other than that, the program's extremely accessible. Nero's probably about as accessible once you're used to it, but... I don't know. It's neck and neck between this and Nero, I guess. Of course, the Windows stuff's easy to use, but, you know, it's limited on what it can do.
But Nero, for a time, Nero wasn't as accessible. I guess I have 5.5, and then they said 6 wasn't as accessible, and then I guess 7 and 8 started to be.
I didn't hear all of that you cut out. Basically, Nero 6, as far as I know, that I've used, has been very accessible. There were some early versions of 7 that weren't quite accessible. You know, sometimes WindowEyes worked better with it than JAWS did, and kind of went back and forth a while till the later versions of 7. And from what I've seen so far of 8, it's pretty accessible. You know, if you're using the Nero Burning ROM program, you know, all the additional junk that comes with it really isn't. And the additional junk that comes with this Roxio record now really isn't all that accessible. A lot of JAWS cursoring. And I would recommend if you're going to buy this package, you would stick with the standard. There's a lot more stuff that comes with the Premiere package. But again, that's a lot of stuff that isn't necessarily accessible. So save yourself some money. And, you know, $30 for this is a good buy, I think.
Rick, you're a very, very good presenter, and thank you so much. You did a splendid job this evening.
Thank you. It was fun doing this. I had been planning on doing this for quite a while now, and Tech Talk had an opening where they needed to fill some content for tonight, so thought I'd give it a try, and it came out well. So thanks, and I'm glad everybody liked it.
Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank Rick on behalf of Accessible World. I know Pat will have a comment. You're hardly a filler. This is one of our frontline guys, and you can see why. He's on Blind Geek Zone. I think I have it right, www.blindgeekzone. It's really impressive. He has great tutorials. Rob Hancock on Goldwave. I know you really like Goldwave. Well, you got to hear Rick's tutorials. So, Rick, thank you so much. And down the road, I'm sure Pat is going to want to comment as well.
Thank you very much, Bob, and certainly thanks to you, Rick. This has been very informative, and I like your style. It is slow and easy and helps us to grasp what you're saying and the way you handled it. I think that all of us are coming away with a much better knowledge of how to burn both the audio and the data CDs. So thank you so very much for your contribution tonight.
Thanks for having me, and hopefully I can do another presentation here sometime in the future.
That's good. That would be great. Next week we have Mobilize. Bob and Connie LeBlanc from Assistive Technology Center in Sacramento are the dealers for Mobilize, and that thing does everything. It's a reader, a scanner, low vision aids. It does 9 things in one. So whether you want to buy it or not, and I hope you will, you want to be here and listen. We heard a little bit of a demo today, and it was just terrific. So that will be next week on July 28th.